Who could ween, or who could suppose the woe that in my heart was, and the pine? And when I saw that he would never find to readen on this cursed book all night, all suddenly three leaves have I plight out of his book, right as he read, and eke I with my fist so took him on the cheek that in our fire he fell backward adown. And up he starts, as does a wood-lion, and with his fist he smote me on the head, that on the floor I lay as I were dead. And when he saw how still that I lay, he was aghast, and would have fled his way, till at the last, out of my swoon, I brayed, "Oh, hast thou slain me, false thief?" I said, "and for my land thus hast thou murdered me? Ere I be dead, yet will I kissen thee." And near he came, and kneeled fair adown, and said, "Dear sister Alison, as help me God, I shall thee never smite. What I have done, it is thyself to wight. Forgive it me, and that I thee beseech. And yet, eftsoons, I hit him on the cheek, and said, Thief, thus much am I wreak. Now will I die. I may no longer speak." But at the last, with much care and woe, we fell accorded by ourselves too. He gave me all the bridle in my hand to have the governance of house and land, and of his tongue, and of his hand also, and made him burn his book anon right though. And when that I had gotten unto me by mastery all the sovereignty, and that he said, "Mine own true wife, do as thee list the term of all thy life. Keep thine honour, and keep eke mine estate." After that day we never had debate. God help me so, I was to him as kind as any wife from Denmark unto Eind. And also true, and so was he to me. I pray to God that sits in majesty, so bless his soul for his mercy dear. Now will I say my tale, if you will hear.
The friar laughed when he had heard all this. "Now, dame," quoth he, "so have I joy or bliss, this is a long preamble of a tale." And when the summoner heard the friar gale, "Lo," quoth this summoner, "God's arms too. A friar will intermit him evermore. Lo, good men, a fly and eke a frere will fall in every dish and eke matter. What speakest thou of preambulation? What, amble or trot or peace or go sit down, thou lettest our disport in this manner? Yea, wilt thou so, Sir Summoner?" quoth the freer. "Now, by my faith, I shall, ere that I go, tell of a summoner such a tale or two that all the folk shall laughen in this place." "Now, else, friar, I will beshrew thy face," quoth this summoner, "and I beshrew me, but if I tell tales two or three of friars ere I come to Sittingbourne, that I shall make thy heart for to mourn, for well I wot thy patience is gone." Our host cried, "Peace, and that anon," and said, "Let the woman tell her tale. You fare as folk that drunken be of ale. Do, dame, tell forth your tale, and that is best."
"Already, sir," quod she, "write as you list, if I have license of this worthy frere."
"Yes, dame," quod he, "tell forth, and I will hear."